Welcome to Practical, Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers advanced prospect research tools and techniques that will transform how you identify and engage high-value potential customers.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today I'm going to show you how to level up your prospect research game. You know the feeling. You've got targets to hit, but you're spending hours manually digging for prospect information, ending up with incomplete data, and wasting time on leads that aren't a good fit. I've been there too, but I've discovered some game-changing research techniques that have saved me countless hours and dramatically improved conversion rates. Today I'll share my advanced prospect research toolkit, show you how to build comprehensive prospect profiles, and give you a workflow that ties it all together. Let's jump in. First, let's talk about the tools that should be in your research stack. I use a three-tiered approach depending on the prospect's value and where they are in the funnel. For high-value targets, I start with tools like Nimbler, Apollo, and Snovio, which give me contact details and company information. If you're on a budget, keep in mind that a lot of these tools offer free accounts that will let you research up to 50 records each month. For mid-funnel prospects, LinkedIn Sales Navigator is my go-to. But here's a trick most people miss. Don't just look at the prospect's profile. The real gold is in their activity. What are they commenting on? What articles are they sharing? This can give you incredible insight into their current priorities and challenges without having to guess. There are also tools that will let you enhance the search data to make it even more useful. For early stage prospecting at scale, I use Data Excel. What I love is how it lets me search for companies in an incredible number of ways and access an impressive amount of data per prospect company. Mind you, it's not always up to date, but when you're trying to figure out which companies you might want to target, this is a great way to discover them. Second, let's talk about building comprehensive prospect profiles. The mistake I see marketers make is focusing only on firmographic data like company size and industry. Instead, I create what you might call a 360-degree view that includes things like technographic data, what tools they're already using, intent signals, topics they're actively researching, engagement history, past interactions with your content, if applicable, social insights, professional interests, and network connections. When you combine these data points, patterns emerge that help you understand not just who the prospect is, but where they are in their buyer's journey. Third, let's talk about search techniques to uncover these high-value prospects. Boolean search is your secret weapon here. Instead of basic keyword searches, I use advanced operators. For example, on LinkedIn, I might search marketing director and automation or personalization, not agency. This immediately filters out the noise and brings the most relevant prospects to the top. Now, for an additional insight that's often overlooked, timing is everything in prospect research. You can set up Google alerts for trigger events like funding announcements, leadership changes, and new product launches. These moments create windows of opportunity when companies are most receptive to new solutions. For your homework this week, I want you to audit your existing prospect research workflow. Time yourself on how long it takes to research 10 prospects using your current method. Then implement just one of the techniques I shared today and time yourself again. I can pretty much guarantee you'll cut your research time in half while uncovering higher quality insights. Remember, the goal isn't just to gather data, it's to uncover actionable insights that drive personalized, timely outreach. Do this right, and you'll stand out in a sea of generic sales messages. Okay, that's do it for today. I'll see you next time.
And that wraps up today's episode on advanced prospect research tools and techniques. Chris shared some powerful insights about using tools like Apollo, Snovio, Nimbler, Sales Navigator, and Data Excel to build comprehensive prospect profiles and streamline your research workflow. If you found value in today's episode, please like, subscribe, and share with a fellow marketer who could benefit. And be sure to come back next time for more practical, actionable marketing advice that you can implement right away.